That's the sound as captured in amateur video of a meteor exploding in the sky over Russia this morning. Officials say it blasted out countless windows and injured some 1,000 people. WAMC News spoke today with world-renowned astronomer and frequent Vox Pop guest Bob Berman about today's amazing phenomenon.
There's a lot of different ways to look at it. You could play it down by saying Russia is the largest country, so if it's going to happen, it's not that surprising that it would happen over Russia. The last one of this type, an exploding object in the air, was on June 30th, 1908, the famous Tunguska event. That knocked down trees for 25 miles in all directions. So this was less powerful. It merely broke windows. And we could call it a bolide. That's an exploding meteor. Those of us who watch the sky see bolides from time to time. We see a bright, bright, bright meteor that casts shadows. So if you look at it that way, you'd say, hey, well, that's not that strange. We are, you know, sharing the space with a lot of other objects. But, A, this came in on the same day as the 2012 DA-14 asteroid, which was making its close approach this afternoon at 2:24. So what are the chances of two major meteor asteroid type events hitting Earth on the same day? You know, that's strange. Secondly, we have injuries. And the last time I can think of that there was an injury from space was in 1954 when Ann Hodges of Silicoga, Alabama, was hit in the thigh by a meteorite that came through her roof. So other than that, there's no other case in history of injury from objects from space. And here, supposedly, there's something like 500 people, fortunately, with minor injuries from broken windows, broken glass, that kind of thing. But this still makes this a historic event.
Could this be related to the DA-14?
Probably not. As I understand it, they came from different directions. And they're certainly traveling at different speeds.
What about the DA-14? Tell us a bit more about that. It's passing through this afternoon approximately 17,000 miles. That sounds like a lot, but it's a near miss.
That's right. That's about twice the diameter of Earth. It's closer than our geostationary TV satellites and weather satellites. It's close. I can't think of an object that large that is half the size of a football field or so coming this close to us. So this is a kind of historic event, too. But it's way above the atmosphere. So unlike the one that we had over Siberia, there won't be any streaks. There won't be any explosions from that. But getting two in the same day, that's pretty amazing. Also, what to call it? You hear the media calling it a meteorite and a meteor. Well, by definition, a meteor is the streak you see in the sky, and a meteorite is the stone that you might find. So if there are fragments that are picked up, those will be meteorites. The thing that the people saw was a meteor, just like a minor point maybe, but that's how we define it. As to what it was, something that got through the atmosphere this far probably was a piece of an asteroid because they're sturdier stuff. They're made of stones and irons, whereas comet fragments are ices and they're flimsier and they generally don't make it that far into the atmosphere to explode or do anything else.
Will astronomers be watching the DA-14 this afternoon, or is it just too small and too fast to really get a hang on?
It's tough to do it. Now, we're going to be doing it at SLU.com. That is the online observatory. We're going to have a number of shows, and tonight, with great difficulty, we're going to be tracking it. This will be some hours after its past closest approach, but we have to wait till it's risen above our main observatory on the Canary Islands. But we intend to show it and to track it. I understand that NASA is going to try to track it. Now, the nearest places where it's actually above the horizon are places close to Australia, and there's some problems trying to track it because that thing is moving so fast relative to Earth. It's not just the 5 mile a second speed. It's the it's moving through the sky at about the width of a moon per second, and our equipment, telescopes, are just not made to track things that fast. So if NASA can pull this off and do any kind of tracking other than radar, radar is another story. Radar you can always do. But if they can actually image it while it's passing close by, and they're not sure they can, and they're saying they're going to try, but I doubt they'll be able to do it. But we will at SLU.com. starting at 9 o'clock tonight. By then it will have passed safely, but at least it'll be above our horizon. We'll be able to see it.